Ethel Watkins Taylor, Sister, Lister Private Hospital, Gisborne, 1915, formerly Ward Sister, Cook Hospital, Gisborne, aged 35 years. In April 1915, I went as one of the first 50 nurses from New Zealand to serve overseas with the New Zealand Army Nursing Service, the only Māori nurse to do so. Upon arrival in Egypt in August 1915 until May 1916, I was based at the No. 15 General Hospital in Alexandria. I have been nursing under canvas as supervising sister of the football field tents. I found it hard at first, for there were only 9 orderlies and myself to do the general work of nursing. I had 260 beds with an average of 243 patients, which included medical and surgical cases. During the big convoys from Gallipoli, we were doing 166 to 190 dressings a day. Dysentery, diarrhoea, and typhoid caused a lot of work in this season. Some of the gunshot wounds were terrible, but some of the frostbites were hopeless. The hospital was kept busy until the evacuation of Gallipoli. Up to the end of February 1916, I have had 3,500 patients in my field of tents. I have now got orders to join the nursing staff of the hospital ship Letitia. We are going to Bombay. After working on ships taking wounded British soldiers from India to England and then Allied troops from France to England, I took up a posting as ward sister at the New Zealand Hospital at Brockenhurst. I remained there until I returned to New Zealand in May 1919. When I came back to Gisborne, I was appointed the native health nurse for the Te Karaka district.